Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Macy. How is everyone doing today? That is amazing. Heroes, Christmas is just around the corner. Can you believe it? In our last training, we started a series. I don't know if you remember it. It's called It's Christmas Time because, well, it's Christmas time, heroes. We've been talking about who Jesus is in our lives. Last time, we talked about how Jesus is our wonderful counselor, and in this training, we will be... Wait, what's today's date? Oh my goodness, it just hit me. Guys, we are getting dangerously close to Christmas, and I don't know about you, but I still have so many presents to get. Seriously, getting everyone the right present is hard. It gets me every year. There's my mom, my dad, Coach Lionheart, and the goats from his yoga class, and Dr. Scotty. Oh no, what am I gonna get Dr. Scotty? Did you know that last year, Agent Cassandra got her a dual waffle maker? I mean, two waffles at one time? That's amazing. How can I or anyone compete with that kind of thoughtfulness? Not to mention, I need to get a gift for each one of the Agent Allie's aunts in her ant farm. I can't afford a present for all of them. Well, a few of them did get stepped on last week, so that's a few less presents I'll need to buy. But still. You know what? Let me collect myself. Presents are not the most important part of Christmas, even though it feels like a big piece of it. Like one year, I thought Coach Lionheart would never talk to me again after I didn't get him this all-in-one kitchen cook set he kept going on and on about. He said he saw it on an infomercial late one night, and I don't know about you guys, but those deals are way too good to be true. Anyway, that Christmas, I cried for like 3 months, 12 days, 6 hours, and 23 minutes until he talked to me again. Not that I was counting or anything. But even still, presents are not the best part of Christmas. Like we talked about last time, Jesus is the best part of Christmas. Do you remember our memory verse for this series? Let's look at it again. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's Isaiah 9:6. Like we said earlier, we talked about how Jesus is our wonderful counselor. In this training, we will be talking about the second part of the memory verse that says how Jesus is our mighty God. And that is exactly what our power truth is. So wherever you are, say this. Say, Jesus is our mighty God. That was awesome. Okay, I know initially this can sound a little confusing. Some of you may be wondering, how is Jesus our mighty God? Because isn't God our mighty God? You know what? That is a solid question. To understand how Jesus is our mighty God, there is something you must know. Now, what I'm about to say can be complicated and full of little tiny intricate details that are easily missed. You have to really be paying attention to this to understand it. And once I tell you, there is no going back. You will now know this thing, and once you know what you know, you can't not know the things you know again. You know what I mean? Great. So here it is. To understand how Jesus is our mighty God, you must know. I don't know, guys. I don't think I can do it. It's just so much to say at once, you know? I just don't think I can say it at all. I mean, if you guys really want me to, I can try my best. All right. Fine. Here we go. You need to know that Jesus is God! There, I said it. The cat's out of the bag now. No going back from here. Okay, now that we have gotten that out, let's talk about what that means. In the Bible, specifically the book of Matthew, it is written, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. That's Matthew 1:23. This baby is Jesus, and they called him God with us. This means God didn't just send us someone great when Jesus came. He sent us his son Jesus, who is God. There are the three persons that all make up our one God: God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Son of God, but heroes, Jesus is God. In John 10:30, Jesus said, "The Father and I are one," so the people would understand they didn't have to go looking for God anywhere else. He was already there among them. God was there in the flesh. Jesus wasn't just this amazing and perfect man that stood out to people. He was actually God as a human being, just like you and I are human beings. But knowing that Jesus is our mighty God explains the really big celebration that happened when he was born. Did you guys know that after Jesus was born, thousands of angels showed up and celebrated his birth? Yeah, here's what the Bible says happened. "That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger.' Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.'" Luke 2, 8-14. Heroes, can you even imagine this? I imagine it being like that time Taylor Swift finally announced Speak Now Taylor's version. We thought it would never come, but she surprised us all after her acoustic set while she was on tour at the Nissan Stadium. You can still hear the crowd cheering now. The applause befitting for such a great and honorable woman. Yet, even as amazing as that celebration was, not even that could come close to the celebration described after Jesus' birth. Imagine this. An angel shows up to tell you about the birth of the Savior of the world, and as this one angel begins to celebrate, it says, a vast host of others joined in. Luke even wrote that it was the armies of heaven. That would mean not two, not three, not 20, not even hundreds of other angels, but thousands upon thousands of angels appeared around him to join in on the celebration. What a memorable experience. But our power truth is not just Jesus is God. It is Jesus is our mighty God. Well, just what makes him so mighty? He willingly lived his life as we do and chose to go through everything we experienced. God knows all about what life is like for us, not just because he created us, but because he lived it out as Jesus. And we know that Jesus did for us what we could never do for ourselves. He overcame death and the grave for us. Paul writes in the book of Romans, "We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him." Romans 6:9. When Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross for us, he conquered what we couldn't, and he did it all for us. And you know what else? He didn't stop there. Since he overcame all these things, he also uses us for great and powerful things. Ephesians 3:20 through 21 says, "Now glory be to God. By his mighty power at work within us, he is able to accomplish infinitely more than we would ever dare to ask or hope. May he be given glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever through endless ages. Amen." This means each and every day, God is using us to do far greater things than we could ever imagine. It also says in Ephesians 6, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might." We can find strength in God because he is mighty and he is for us. Which is why when I think about Christmas, I am reminded that nothing is greater than Jesus. He has done amazing things for us. He not only has conquered what we couldn't, he wants to use us for incredible things. Sometimes there are so many things going on around us, we can forget that God loves us and is mighty. So let's take a moment and, if you can, bow your heads and close your eyes. You may be feeling fear in your heart about something. Maybe that fear is for sickness, what is going to happen in the future, or anything else. But if that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I give you my fear and trust you will give me strength. Thank you for being our mighty God. In your name we pray. Amen. Jesus is our mighty God, and we can fully trust him in our lives. Nothing is greater than him. Let me pray a prayer of blessing over you. God, I thank you for every single hero that is listening to this podcast right now. I pray that you would bless them this week with every activity they have and every single place that they travel to. God, would they not forget that you are a mighty God and you are always taking care of them. We love you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, that concludes today's main training. We are so proud of you. You are becoming the amazing and mighty heroes God has made you to be. We'll see you next time, but until then, always remember, the world needs a hero like you. This is Agent Macy, signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, go to herokids.com.